Okay, on this day after the Easty Bunny visited your home, perhaps you're still in the jelly bean high, and yes, that is a little dab of chocolate behind your left ear. As you look at your ransacked Easter basket, if you have leftover peeps, do not throw them away. Our next guest suggests you make a peepinata. It's a piñata made out of
Of course
peeps.
it is.
Or you can incorporate them into a floral arrangement, perhaps. Maybe use them as chopstick rests. Yes, those are just a few ideas from a new book dedicated to all things peep. Catherine Prouty is the associate editor of Peeps Recipes and Crafts to Make with Your Favorite Marshmallow Treat. Hi, Kate.
Hi, good morning. Happy Easter.
Hey, same to you. So why did you decide to make this book? I mean, how big an audience is that there out there for Peeps?
Oh my gosh, it's huge. There's such a cult following for Peeps. It's crazy. I actually had no idea when I started working on the book. It came to Chronicle directly from Just Born, which is the licensor for Peeps. They said, "Hey, do you want to do a book?" And there was some general love for Peeps in the office, so we pursued it with open arms, only to find out that people are just nuts about these little candies.
How many websites are devoted to Peeps?
Way over 200, and those are just sort of unofficial fan sites. It's people making
Fan
videos
sites.
with their peeps. There's a Lord of the Peeps video, and I think there's a Star Wars video where all the characters are little peeps. People making video games out of peeps, and doing science projects and art projects, and writing poetry and songs.
Ode
It's
to
really
Peeps.
amazing.
Well, Peeps, you mentioned the name of the company. They gained popularity in the 50s when this candy maker named Sam Bourne bought out a company called Rada Candy that were making these little marshmallowy treats since the 20s. But Bourne is the guy who figured out how to mechanize the production of the Peeps. So when do
Exactly.
people
I think
actually.
it.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
You go ahead. You first.
I was
You.
going to say, I think in the 50s it took something like 27 hours to make one single chick, and today they bang them out in 6 minutes.
Oh, wow. Now, when do people start not just eating them, but making things out of them? When they realize they
Oh,
tasted bad.
I don't
That's
know.
just
I'm
my two
sure people were
cents.
always doing crafty sort of Easter things with them because they used to just be an Easter candy. But what a lot of people who sort of just remember the traditional yellow chicks don't know is that there are over 10 different shapes. So now people are doing things with them year round, putting them in Halloween trick or treat baskets. And one of the projects in our book, Peeps, is to make a Halloween trick or treat tote. Or what you mentioned in your intro, my favorite one, which I think everybody should make in May for Cinco de Mayo, is the pipiñata, which is decorating a paper mache pinata and then also filling it up with peeps, of course.
I do have to say, when I saw the title of the book, it reminded me a little bit of that movie Roger and Me, where the woman's selling bunnies and she says, "Pets are meat." Like, this is food or craft. Like, I'm wondering about a food that is also a craft product
Exactly.
that can
Well,
become one.
maybe that's the beauty of peeps. They do have
The beauty
an
and the
extraordinarily
horror.
long shelf life.
They do have a long shelf life, don't they?
They do. So eat them or craft with them, whatever you want. They're great. I think they're a great decoration to sort of add a little whimsy to any table or dinner party, and just a sort of childlike joy to an otherwise sophisticated dinner party.
Yes, you have here Peeps place card holders where you
Yeah, we even
actually.
have a wedding cake topper for, a fun couple who wants a non-traditional wedding cake topper. They can put a little veil and a little bow tie on their Peeps chicks and put them on top of their cake.
Is it true that one of your Peeps crafts has actually made it to Martha Stewart?
Well, we did send Dear Martha our centerpiece, which is a lovely vase that you sort of fill with peeps and then put flowers in the center. And I have to say, it's quite pretty. And I don't know what Martha thought of it personally, but we're eagerly awaiting her response.
Oh, look at this. This is it, Rachel. Isn't that pretty? That's actually.
Oh, that is pretty, actually.
Now,
I mean, it actually would make for a nice centerpiece.
considering peeps are made mostly of sugar, corn syrup, gelatin, some trace amounts of flavoring, coloring, wax, they're about 32 calories a pop. Now,
Delicious.
are all the recipes d dessert based? Should I assume it's all dessert?
Well, they are all technically desserts, I suppose, but some of them, sort of go the more sophisticated angle. Like there's a Peeps affogato, which is simply pouring a shot of espresso over a peep for a sort of caffeine kick. And then there is actually a Peeps Mai Tai, which is a Mai Tai with and the peep comes in on the swivel stick. So you could have a luau and serve Peeps Mai Tais, and then also make the Peeps Lays, which are in the craft section.
Oh, Peeps Lays, that's a good idea.
Here's one. Peeps into blankets. Say wee to peeps tucked into cozy crepe blankets. And the little ears sticking out at the end of the crepes.
Yes. so cute.
And peepsicles, you can freeze them?
Peepsicles are one of my favorites. That's definitely a summer must. And then, of course, the peep s'mores, which I think are probably the food creation that most people have made with peeps if they've decided to make up their own recipes.
So little time, so many peeps. Kate Prout is the associate editor of Recipes and Crafts to Make with Your Favorite Marshmallow Treat. It's from Chronicle Books. Hey, Kate, thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys.
That's it. We did it. That's this hour of the Bryant Park Project. Thanks for listening, as always. The Newsbeat continues all day long. NPR.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. You've been listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.